You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Here we are, July 13, 2022. We are live streaming right now at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, one word, Larry Connors, USA. That'll take you to our page, and you can see previous rumbles, and you can also push live and join us in studio. And reminding you, every broadcast we do is also put up as a podcast later in the day at LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com. We're available at all podcast outlets, but I prefer you use Larry Connors USA. And it costs you nothing to subscribe. We'll send it to you directly. Well, you heard it in the national news. I'd reported it earlier in the opening monologue today, and that is inflation prices, everyday goods, gasoline, groceries, rents, the broad measurement of the consumer price index, up 9.1% in June. 9.1%. It marks the fastest pace of inflation since December 1981. 9.1% here in June, a 1.3% from May. Clearly not what was expected. And this is the kicker. This you gotta appreciate. A Washington Post columnist is writing and saying, you know, if it weren't for the inflation, Biden would be more popular. You think? Good God. Yes, he probably would be. But that's not the fact. Biden wasted no time after landing in Israel as he begins his four-day trip to Israel, the Middle East, which will include Saudi Arabia at the last, in committing an embarrassing brain freeze moment. He's talking about returning to the place where 6 million Jewish lives who were stolen in a genocide, and where we must every day continue to bear witness to keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust. The honor of the Holocaust. He changed that to the horror of the Holocaust. And yet, President Herzog is going to give Biden the Presidential Medal of Honor during his visit to Jerusalem. What the hell has he done for Israel or the Middle East or stability? Trump did. He didn't get that Medal of Honor. He didn't get the Pulitzer Prize that Obama got for what he was doing. And the other thing Biden did, the National Security Advisor had said, due to concerns about COVID-19, he will not shake hands with anyone. Well, he broke that rule right away, immediately shook hands with former Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, immediately. And now here comes this news. Get frightened again. Nearly 2.5 years since the coronavirus and pandemic began. Now they're repeating the most infectious and transmissible variant yet has arrived. It's a new offshoot of Omicron, and it's fueling a global surge in cases. This is all according to the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization, that's right, the same one that the other day decided it's going to update its guidance on gender to declare that sex is not limited to male or female. Are they dealing again in science or politics or political science? The World Health Organization said, watch out, it's coming, you got to be ready. 83 House Democrats signing a letter urging Biden to declare a public health emergency, not over Omicron, to mitigate the full-scale reproductive health crisis because the Supreme Court basically overturned Roe v. Wade as law of the land. Surveillance video law officers inside the Uvalde School District raising a lot of questions about what they did and didn't do, and we're going to get into that before this hour is out. And some of you will not like what I have to say, That'll be coming up before we finish. And also the Latina congresswoman from South Texas, who was born in Mexico, came here legally, then elected the first Hispanic congresswoman from Texas, a Democrat county area held by Democrats for years, won handily by Biden. She says the hypocrisy of Democrats want me deported. They want to deport her. She came here legally. And then basketball star LeBron James walking back comments regarding WNBA star Brittany Griner. He said, now she's been held in Russia all this time. Why would she want to return to the U.S.? Then he quickly said, well, I didn't mean that against the U.S.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with a Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beale Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Well, before I could walk, I had a guitar in my hand. By the time I could talk, I had my own band. I went on the road when I was 8 years old. When I turned 15, I was stealing the show. Money to burn and the girls are pretty. It didn't take me long to learn it. I was.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
You said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue. We can recognize
that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic.
You're transphobic just because you asked a question, Senator Hawley. That's Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri in a judicial hearing yesterday with a Berkeley law professor, Kahira Bridges. I hope I pronounced it right. I'm not trying to mispronounce it. But he's saying basically you're trying to tell me that men can get pregnant, and so it's not really a women's rights issue. And she said, well, by that very fact of that question, that proves that you're transphobic. Does anyone out there know of a man who has gotten pregnant? Anybody? Anybody? Anywhere? No. Do you know of a transsexual has gotten pregnant? If they were a woman to begin with, and now being a man, they may well be pregnant if they still had the womb and everything is necessary for that. See, this the other concern that exists here, and I cannot stress this enough. Again, this is Berkeley, a law professor from Berkeley. She was invited there to speak by the Democrats, and as they were discussing the effects of Roe v. Wade and on abortion and things of this nature and gender laws and so forth, if she's a law professor, that means she is teaching those up-and-coming law students, this is the law. And to question it, that makes you transphobic. Really? Just because you raise a question? Let's pick up again where she makes that threat and then Senator Hawley's reaction.
I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic, and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing them.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning?
Because
so we can't talk about it?
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying
dangerous.
That trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think so.
So you are denying that trans people exist?
Thank and that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this?
Where no, no, no.
They're told that they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
Oh, I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Wow, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot
just
in this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, extraordinary. No, you can imagine that students in her class will not be treated with civility she was showing or trying to show Senator Josh Hawley. And they always like to throw up this one, what'd she say, 1 in 5, basically 20%, end up committing suicide if they're not allowed to fully transition. They're not talking, of course, about those who did transition and are contemplating suicide or maybe even tried it. Yesterday, I let you hear from a woman by the name of Chloe Cole, who was testifying that she started picking up on transgenderism on Instagram when she was just 11 years old. And by 12, she had decided, I am transgender. I'm not a girl. I should be a boy. And when she was 14, she started taking puberty blockers and testosterone treatments. Her parents were not for this. They tried to talk her out of it. They got her consultations with doctors, but the doctors were more than willing to kind of push her forward into it. And, in fact, did raise the same claim that you heard the law professor. She might be suicidal if you don't let her have her way. And Chloe, who is now 17, wants to go back to being what she was, but she'll never be the same. Not just because of puberty blockers, but she had also agreed to both breasts being removed. She's not sure now she can bear a child, and she certainly can't breastfeed a child. And she is acknowledging, as she was testifying yesterday, about a California bill, Senate Bill 107, that would allow kids from other states to travel to California if you're trying to transition and your parents or your state will block it. If you can get to California, we will help you. It's not helping kids. And in fact, she said, I was unknowingly cutting myself physically off from my true self, my body irreversibly and painfully. I really did not understand all the ramifications of the decisions I was making. I didn't understand the consequences of what I was doing. And now you have this law professor claiming that just because you ask if men can get pregnant and you deny it, well, then you must be transphobic. And that you deny transphobia exists. No, I don't deny it exists. I'm not sure all of it is what they claim it is. I also will question their claim about suicide, and we told you yesterday about that. There are several studies that are cited that basically, one, and it came from a medical site, supposedly, 82% of transgender individuals have considered killing themselves. 82%! And 40% have attempted suicide, with most of it among transgender youth. Yet, a couple of other studies say it's nowhere near that number. Who's right? I don't know. But you can't question it, because then you're considered transphobic. Josh Hawley was invited to be on Tucker Carlson last night to discuss that exchange he was having with the Berkeley law professor. And Hawley said, you know, the real thing you have to consider what's going on here, when we keep hearing from the Democrats, follow the science, follow the science, follow the science, they ain't doing it.
For today's Democrats and Democrat leaders, it's not only not a fact, it is religion to them that you affirm that men can get pregnant, and if you don't say it, then you are responsible for violence. I mean, this is their line. By the way, Sean, these are the same people, the same Democrat leaders who want to force young women to compete against biological men in girls' sports. I mean, that now we know why. If for all the parents out there, like, why in the world do all of these Democrats want to eliminate girls' sports? Now you know why. They don't believe there is any such thing as a woman. Not really. And they think that if a biological man wants to claim to be a woman, hey, that's fine. And we all have to accept it, or else we're bigoted and violent. It's just crazy.
It is crazy. And I told you again that the World Health Organization, I mentioned it earlier, yesterday I think it was, and I'm reminding you of that today in news and commentary, because they're now saying, beware, 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 there's a new Omicron variant coming. Oh my God, this could be worse and bigger and nastier than ever. In other words, they're going to start pushing more masks again, vaccines, lockdowns. We're going to be joined tomorrow by Dr. Rick Layman again, because we did not get a chance the other day to get into the discussion about the issue of COVID vaccines for children as young as 5 months old. And if you're giving it to pregnant women, you're giving it to children younger than 5 months old. That'll be for tomorrow. But the World Health Organization is so woke that they are now updating their guidance on gender to declare, as I said earlier, sex is not limited to male or female. This is the World Health Organization. Is it not supposed to be focused on science? And they want to say right now that it is not, gender is not limited to either being male or female. And they're going to rewrite their entire guidance because the woke culture is pushing. And the woke culture will continue to do so if it can. And to that extent, Senator Hawley says they again are trying to convince children at the youngest ages, one, if you're white, you got to be racist. And two, you're probably going to become racist if you're not already. Three, that you probably aren't the sex you think you are. You have a penis, but you're not really a boy. And they're trying to shove that into younger and younger children. Why? Why would you want to do that? Well, aside from the question of why, is the power you're taking away, and maybe that is the why, from parents in trying to indoctrinate children instead of educate them.
I just don't think that you're going to find many parents in this country. I mean, I say this as a parent of three kids, three little kids. I don't know many parents who say, yeah, I want my young girl, I want her to have to play against biological males. I want them to be in her locker room. I want them to be in her safe spaces. I thought the left was all about safe spaces, but not for women, not anymore, not for young women. It's a crazy agenda, Sean. Like, nobody supports this agenda. I mean, what, 2% of the population, maybe? It's craziness. And to hear Democrats say this stuff and insist that we all affirm it. It's not just that it's their opinion. I mean, sure, you can have whatever opinion you want, but to insist that we have to agree that women should play men's sports, we have to agree that men can get pregnant, or else we are predators. I mean, that's just insane.
It is insane. And Rapinoe, the women's soccer star, said girls just have to accept the fact if a transgender wants to join the team. Well, she can say that now because she's retiring. What would she say is if when she were at the height of her ability and striving higher, a transgender man walked on the field and outperformed her? Would she be complaining or just sit by and say, well, that's okay? You know what she would do. And then you have, as I said a moment ago, what they're teaching our kids, and apparently in law school, according to Professor Bridge, teaching law students. upcoming law students that you cannot even question it or you considered transphobic. If you're going to be labeled like that, you think, I'll just keep my mouth shut. Plus, I got support now from the World Health Organization that claims we're going to modernize our gender mainstreaming manual, updating it with new scientific evidence and conceptual progress. Conceptual means it ain't thought out. On gender health and development. And in other words, we're going beyond non-binary approaches, and sex is not limited to male or female. That's the World Health Organization. That's reaching a group. She, through her law school, is reaching. Others are reaching into kids at a younger and younger age. And then out of the Denver College of Education, as I told you yesterday, again, you have this critical race theory push, only this time it's under a piece published by the education director, the higher education department chair, saying that we need to deal with honkies. That would be whites, in case you didn't know it. And the entire piece focuses on racism, that we need to get rid of whiteness. There should no longer be whiteness. So I guess anything you see white, you're just going to have to get rid of. I'm not talking about flesh color, I'm talking about white. But if you're really white, you're probably an albino. And again, as Hawley said, this is us catering to a very, very small percent. And then the question of censorship. I want you to hear from Senator Hawley reference censorship. Stand by.
You can hear him cry, oh Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below. Sing it.
Oh Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below, way down below, way down below.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Your questions can lead to violence, therefore you shouldn't be asking them. I mean, that was the import of what she said to me, is that, oh, you shouldn't be asking these questions, and we see the left saying that everywhere. If you question biological men and women's sports, you're a bigot and you need to be shut down. We see it at school board meetings. Parents raise these questions. They're called domestic terrorists. This is the left's tactic. You agree with them, or else they will shut you down, censor your speech, and tell you you have no rights.
And tattoo it on your forehead that you're a bigot. That is Senator, he didn't say those words, I did, but that is Senator Josh Hawley, again on Tucker Carlson last night, talking about how this law professor from Berkeley basically considered that he was showing he was transphobic and threatening lives of transgender people simply because he asked, can a man have a baby, carry a baby? He also acknowledged, he said, they're entitled to their opinion, they're, you know, but I should be too. But no, you're not, Senator Hawley. According to them, you're not. Because it's not the same think speak that they have. And see, that's why I keep telling you on this program. Hawley's done it right. He's acknowledged, you have a right to have that opinion, I have my right. I'm not calling you a name because you disagree. I'm just saying we have a disagreement. But it's not enough for them to do that. They got to go the extra step. I'm going to go back to something I'd mentioned in news and commentary. Basketball star LeBron James. He had made comments the other day about WNBA star Brittany Griner from Phoenix. Now, she's been held in Russia for 100-plus days. She wants out. She wrote a letter pleading to Biden the other day. I voted for you. Help me, and I would hate to be here on July 4 like I am, and normally we're home celebrating July 4, and my dad was a Vietnam vet. All of that sounds good and nice. I really wonder if she celebrates July 4, but that's what she said. And I thank her father if he served, regardless of what his attitude is or now, or if he's alive, I don't know. But the bottom line is, she put it all in there because she thought that would help make her look better. But yet she is the same Brittany Griner that said, I will not go out into the court as long as the national anthem is being played. Just not going to do it. So LeBron James said she's been over there 110 days now. How could she feel like America has her back? I'd be feeling like, do I even want to go back to America? That's LeBron James. He immediately got backlash, so he thought, I need to clarify that. He said, I'm simply saying how she's probably feeling emotionally, along with so many other emotions, inside that cage all this time. No, you said it because you thought it was, again, a slam against the U.S. of A. as being racist. She has pled guilty to possessing an illegal drug that she smuggled in. She's admitted it. But now she's trying to get out on a plea to Biden and everything else. Now, I mentioned this story the other day, and I had some comments show up. You can write me all the time. Larry Connors USA Facebook, or just Larry Connors Facebook. I have both postings. Larry Connors USA is direct tied to the radio program. I see it more often, but I check the other personal from time to time. Andrew had written the other day, and I think I read part of it. He said, I've loved you for over 50 years, but just because she expresses her First Amendment right different than you and I, saying that she doesn't think the Star Spangled Banner should be played, doesn't mean she shouldn't get assistance in getting out of Russia. And then adds, just my two cents. Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. She's welcome to try and ask. Maybe she's changed her mind. I don't know. Then a guy named Joey Baum wrote, no, there are positives and negative consequences for exercising First Amendment rights. Either you are a U.S. patriot or you're not. And if you don't support what the flag stands for, regardless of race, creed, gender, age, then you're not a patriot. Another one Joe wrote, well said, Mr. Connors, in your response to the other one. Richard Pierce wrote to Andrew saying there are consequences for our actions. Karma is a bitch. Keith Bailey writing, Connors, you're excellent, so true on that point. Lisa saying there's also the rub that she pled guilty. Not much you can do if you admit committing a felony in a foreign country. And there are numerous others I don't have time to get to. But, oh, one said, cheer up, Brittany, unlikely you're going to hear the national anthem in a Russian prison. That's a fact. Coming up, a book by R.A. Flesher exposing the fakeness of news.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I am so fed up with the press and the way that they are so pro-democratic. So here's what I think is going on with the recent turn in coverage. It's temporary. It's a passing phase. So what's happening now is this represents the angst of the Democrats, the people who, the college-educated voters who are now increasingly Democratic, who don't want Biden to run, as we talked about. It's being reflected in the media coverage. But if Biden decides to run, this will be over with in an instant.
They're all in.
And especially if it's against Trump or DeSantis or Kristi Noem, you name the Republican, as soon as it becomes that choice, the New York Times, the Washington Post will flip right back into activism coverage, bashing Republicans, propping up Biden, and wait for them to flip and say, look how vigorous Joe Biden is.
Yeah, look how he's suddenly born again, new, full new body, everything. Bionic man all over again. The $6 million man. Some of you listening might recall that TV show. Others saying, what the hell is he talking about this time? Well, basically I'm talking about based on what you were just listening, not what Biden is, but what he's perceived to be or reported to be. Those are the words of R.A. Flesher. Has out a new book that just came out, and it's got a title which is perfect. It's Deception, Snobbery, and Bias. Reference to how the news media covers things. And we've discussed this numerous times before. Flesher has been a White House press secretary, so he's seen it up close. But then he also went to the trouble to document a lot of things. We'll get into some of that in a moment. But the lack of trust in, quote, news sources has been growing and growing. It used to be a time that, you know, I thought being a journalist was one of the highest callings because you're telling people the truth, getting to the bottom of something. It still should be, but now today too many, quote, journalists are not really journalists, they are advocates. Now, I recall specifically when I was a news anchor suggesting, and I'm admitting to this, going to the news director and saying, maybe what we need to do on some of these stories is not just report, but take an advocacy position. Now, that would be a slant and a bias. And my point being that we could maybe do some good for the community on certain issues. I wasn't looking at that time being advocacy for pro-life or for abortion or for gun control or more gun laws. I wasn't sure which stories would fit in it. I didn't want it to become a political football. I just felt that maybe if we could find a way to bring people together and accomplish something that would help the area in general. It was discussed and thought by management, but they just thought, no, that would never fly. It wouldn't be news. I said, well, it wouldn't be news because you'd label it as such. This is a commentary. This is an analysis, a perspective. In other words, we don't hide it in the midst of news stories, act like it's a story. We make it very clear what it is. Well, that's basically where we are nowadays with a lot of the cable news outlets. Fox is very much an advocate, obviously, more for the right. Newsmax, One American News, the same thing. On the other side, you got CNN, MSNBC, and PBS, which is funded by federal dollars, which ticks me off every time I think about that. And National Public Radio, NPR. I'd like some federal dollars for this program. How do I get some of that? Well, Larry, if you start talking more like the left wants you to, maybe they will. That's all right. I'll just starve. Forget it. But here's a recent Gallup poll. I'm not starving, folks. I don't want you to get that impression. There are a lot of people out there that are, and I do care about them. But give your money where it could really help somebody in that sense. Always looking for advertisers. I'm always looking for advertisers who want to be part of a program that pushes patriotism and finding things where we can come together. And this is one where we should come together. You should demand, I want fair and balanced reporting. Not as a slogan for Fox News, but truly fair and balanced. A recent published Gallup poll shows Americans are less confident in major U.S. institutions than they were a year ago, just a year ago. Now, I read that same thing the other day. This is before R.A. Flesher's book coming out. But 16% of Americans said they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in newspapers in 2022. That's a 5% drop from the previous year. TV news, 11%. 11% said they had a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the industry. Now, generally, keep in mind, newspapers especially, they're a one newspaper town nowadays. And the one that's left is probably, more than likely, liberal-leaning. And yet they're going to trust that more than some of the TV news. And part of it gets down because the media, as they used to say, mainstream media, I say state-controlled media now because the Democrats hold the White House and both members of both houses of Congress, when they throw the word out about the Florida bill, the Don't Say Gay bill, whoa, it's like lighting a wildfire. It's repeated over and over. Don't say gay. Don't say gay. That's not what the bill said at all. No, the words don't even appear in it. But someone threw a little slogan on there, and suddenly everybody uses it. ignoring the fact that it's basically a parental rights bill, that the parents have a right to know what's being taught their kids. And yes, there are certain age levels, some things should not be taught to your kids. But Fleischer, in his book, he details some of the research he put into it, and basically I would say, while he doesn't call it state-controlled media, it proves my point.
I have one chapter on CNN, one chapter on the New York Times, so I read, and I regularly do read, but I watch CNN all the time, and it's activism. It is opinion journalism. They're daytime shows. They're daytime reporters letting their opinions rip, and that came from management on down, and this is the problem with the media today. They are no longer neutral. They're no longer objective. They want to have one side win, and I'm talking mainstream media, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, and the American people know it.
Right.
Poll after poll shows that the American people think that the press no longer tells the news fully, fairly, and accurately.
And that's, I think, true for most. Don't you agree? He raised the other issue, and again, since he's been in the White House with Trump at one point as a press secretary, he saw how some things were, quote, interpreted by the press, the mainstream press at that time, and it becomes an echo chamber, even to the extent that it's erroneous or it's duplicating something that had been done by someone else, but because Donald Trump was doing it, it suddenly became horrific. Ari Fleischer.
I interviewed the president. I went to Mar-a-Lago and I interviewed him. I brought an iPad that was preloaded with some of the worst television coverage he got. I hit play and I showed it to him. So I started with when he went to Japan, remember, and fed koi fish, and
right.
CNN doctored the video to make it look like Trump the boer dumped an entire box of food into the feed, the koi fish. So he had never seen it before. And I showed it to him. I said, what's your reaction? You did exactly what Prime Minister Abe did, and then CNN edits it and says you don't know how to feed fish. I mean, this is the lengths that the mainstream media went to get the guy. And this is part of what inspired me. I was watching collusion coverage. I was watching the Steele dossier coverage. And I try to call the balls and strikes, be fair to President Trump, be fair to everybody. And the press was brutal and unfair to President Trump. And this book is the reckoning that the press deserves.
Certainly does. DePaul University professor, media critic Jeffrey McCall believes, and I'm quoting, a functioning democracy hinges on having accurate information flow. Decline in responsible journalism, no doubt, has harmed our nation on many levels in recent years. He goes on to say, and again I'm quoting DePaul University professor, media critic Jeffrey McCall, too many news organizations have abandoned traditional professional standards related to objectivity, fairness, and providing multiple perspectives of complex issues. The news industry also filled itself with people who tend to think alike, no longer connect to wide sections of the American public. News consumers are plenty savvy enough to notice these trends, and that explains the cratering of credibility ratings for the news industry. And he also added, it would take some serious introspection by news execs and reporters of the newsroom to turn this around. He said, journalists, and listen here, please listen. He said, journalists in recent years have too often considered themselves smarter than the citizens they serve. And that's a dangerous mindset for any profession that must work with and appeal to the public. He said, I don't see a quick fix. The University of North Carolina journalism professor said also, I don't see a quick fix. When trust is broken, it takes a lot of effort to gain it back. And I fully agree. Will reporters make mistakes? Yes. There's decisions made at every level. Somebody calls in. We decide, are we going to send this crew, our best crew, to get this story, or are we going to send the closest crew? And then when we go to use it on the air, are we going to use it just once, or are we going to use it on all three newscasts? Are we going to use this footage or that footage? Are we going to, pretty soon, are we even going to put it in the newscast at all? Every one of those editorial decisions being made on the aspect of news is one thing. But if it's because you disagree with it, that's the rub. Coming up, my comments about what happened at Uvalde.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottler.com.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Let me preface the following remarks by this point. We have men and women who volunteer to do a job that involves risking their lives. If they join the fire department, there's a fire raging, they run to the fire, not away from it. Now, there might become a part where they have to evacuate for their own safety, but the job is to get into the fire, get anyone out that might be already trapped, and put it out, control it. If there's a shooting, men and women of law enforcement are expected to race to the shooting and put an end to it. So keep that in mind. Second point, a lot of us like to think we would react honorably and would do the right thing and show courage when faced with certain situations. We like to think that. But you may not really know until you're really in the midst of it. And you cannot be sitting in a sterile atmosphere of your car right now, or your home, or your office if you're listening via that way. You can't sit there in that sterile environment and experience the heart-thumping fear that I got to do this, it's my job, but I could die in the process. But as a fireman or police officer, you're also thinking about lives you could possibly save with your training, and you're the one who's been best equipped for it, especially when it comes to police. And I am a big police supporter. Majority of officers are fine and honorable, regardless of their gender, regardless of their color, their religion, even their sexual preference. They do the job and they do it right. There are some cowboys out there that should never have had a gun issued to them, and certainly with a badge that gives them authority. Now, that said, the video has come out of Uvalde High School shooting that took place on May 24th. It was released by the Austin American Statesman, the video. I'll put up a link later at Larry Connors USA, giving you a direct link to it, you can see the entire thing. But basically, it got to a point where it really is disturbing, not because of you seeing bodies, but because of the reaction or lack of reaction by police officers. Now, I just told you, keep in mind they sign up to do that job, and most of them are going to do it to the best ability. And I understand confusion and chaos at a scene. But somebody's got to take the charge and take the lead. The video shows that shortly after the gunman enters, and he's fired numerous shots before he ever gets inside the school, he peeks around a corner, flips back his hair, then goes down to classrooms 111 and 112. Seconds later, a kid with combed hair and glasses comes out of the bathroom, go back to his class. He looks down toward his class. The gunman stands at the class door and began firing a barrage. Well, the kid turns and runs, obviously. He should. Then the gunman enters one of the classrooms. Children are screaming. Gunfire continues, stops, starts again, over and over. In three minutes, officers arrive in the same hallway. They rush toward the classroom. They're crouching down. There's another burst of gunfire. One of the officers grabs the back of his head. He thinks he's been hit. All three of them retreat to the end of the hallway. At that point, Larry, what would you do? Well, I'd like to think I'd say, barge through that door. Let's get him. Now, if you can't get the door open, then that's going to be another issue. But when they all ran the other way, knowing the shooting was still continuing. And remember, we were told at one point that the officers didn't really want to barge in right away, even if the shot stopped, because maybe he committed suicide or he wanted suicide by cop. That doesn't mean that some of those kids weren't still alive that later were pronounced dead. 21 students and teachers. Maybe they were bleeding out. If you'd gotten inside, you might have saved additional lives. I'm not calling these officers cowards, as some have used, but I'm saying you failed in your mission. And you know it. And if you were worried about being shot, what the hell do you think the kids inside the classroom were worried about? You're there with some body armor and certainly a weapon. They're defenseless kids inside the classroom, and this madman is just continuing to spray ammunition. Yeah, you might have been hit going in. You might not have made it out. And we might also be mourning the death of officers who died heroically. When I saw this video, I was really, because we learned from Columbine. We should have, back in the 80s. When the shooting's going on, you don't wait. You get inside as quickly as possible. They're all gathered in the hallway. At one point, there's no less than 30 officers in the hallway. But no one's going back down near that door for a long time. Now, there are probably more explanations to come out, but based on the video, it was horrific in the sense that they failed their mission to get inside and protect those children. And I'm sure many of them are rethinking it, maybe losing sleep over it, depressed over it. And then we know that there were 21 funerals. I was extremely disappointed when I saw the version of these officers. When the first shots are fired, they run back down the other end of the hallway.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.